Hello and welcome back to Sabrina Talks. This is season 9 and I said that I was going to be documenting my journey to London, but I decided to talk about the warfare that occurred with me going to London and the warfare that occurred with me coming from London back to Chicago. So I realized while doing this trip, I do not like warfare. I don't like it for me. I don't like it for you. I don't like it for no individual on this earth. My children, no one. And so I was supposed to leave on the 19th and I would have made it in London on the 20th, but that did not happen. So I tried on the 20th so I can make it to London on the 21st. That was successful. But let me tell you, the days from the 19th to the 21st is where the warfare came in. During that time frame, my luggage was lost. So I thought that I would be in London with no luggage at all. Also, I had to fly to LA and then from LA go to London. Now, with going to LA, that added an additional 2 hours to my flight. So instead of me having an 8-hour flight to London, it was a 10-hour flight to London, which was okay. But I think the warfare in that was simply me thinking that I would not have my luggage once I got to London. And so with that situation, the day of the 20th, I came to the airport. It was about four or five in the morning because my flight didn't leave until 7 o'clock. I had talked to a gentleman and he told me that I shouldn't get on this flight. I should wait until 3 o'clock p.m. and get on a direct flight from Chicago to London. So this is something that I was going to do, but in regards, it did not work out. I had met this older lady who worked for United. And she was explaining to me that no, I should keep my flight. She's going to check and see if they can locate my bag and try to make sure that it gets on the flight with me. And so when I got upstairs where you board the flight, I saw this young lady and I went over to her. This is the one that takes the tickets and boards you onto the plane. So I went over there, I talked to her and I said, you know, they lost my luggage. They can't find my luggage. I said, is there any way that you can check and see if my luggage is on the flight? And she mentioned to me, she said that we are not able to check that information until everyone is seated on the flight. And so I'm so nervous in my mind. I'm thinking that I'm going to be in London with nothing. I would have to purchase everything when I get to London. And so the thing that the lady asked me, it shook me. She was like, do you believe in God? And I'm like, she asked me, do I believe in God? And I'm like, yes. I mean, my eyes were watery. I know they were. And she's like, well, have faith that your luggage will be on this flight. It will be on this flight. And so I'm thinking, yes. But I'm still like uncertain about it. I'm like, God, please let my luggage be on this flight because I need my luggage once I get to London. And so you all, when I got on the flight, praise God, I had checked the app and it said that my luggage was on the flight as well. So amen to that. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. My trust in God went up. Listen, 100,000, okay? 100,000%. And so I got on a flight. So 10-hour, that's when I was leaving Chicago to LA. And then when I got to LA, I was in LA for about an hour, which, hey, y'all know that's my second home. Okay, so get to LA. In LA, I then board my flight to London. And so my flight to London, again, was 10 hours because I had to go from LA to London. And so when I get to London, I see that my baggage is here, but something doesn't look right. So I get my luggage and you guys, I don't have any wheels on my luggage. All four wheels on my luggage is gone completely. And so I'm like, okay, that kind of like flew over my head because I'm like, but I have my luggage. Like, I thought that I would be in London with no clothes, nothing to wear. I would have to buy everything new. So that didn't really bother me at that point because, hey, my luggage is here. So I'm excited. So I pick up my luggage. I'm carrying it. And so I had talked to a friend earlier about the situation. And she was just like carrying the weight of what you're called to or what's on your life. And so that hit me hard because, hey, it was just so touchy for me just during that time frame. And I'm just going to go piggyback. When I was in L.A., I got a chance to sit down at, I was at Panda Express, and I was just thinking about warfare, and I was just thinking, that's when it came to me, like, I do not like warfare. I don't like it for me. I don't like it for my children. And so my eyes begin to water up, and I begin to shed some tears because I'm like, I don't want people to go through warfare. It's not God. God is not right for people to have to experience warfare and have to go through pain and sorrow and things like that. But then God is showing me that the warfare makes us stronger. It builds us and molds us into God, into who God is calling us to be. And then it takes us up to different levels of our faith and different levels of our trust in God. And I'm like, okay. But I had a moment in the LA airport where I don't want nobody to experience warfare at all. And so again, get to London, hey, four wheels gone, but I still have my luggage. Get to my service driver. He's like, what happened to your luggage? I'm like, I'm grateful that I have my luggage because at first it was lost. But I did end up filing a report. They did end up giving me a brand new suitcase. I may post the pictures. I may not. If you want to see them, inbox me. I'll send you the pictures of the luggage with the four wheels missing and then my brand new luggage that they given me. Now, fast forward to at the end of my trip, it's about, I think my flight leaves at 7. My flight leaves at 7, I believe. I think I wake up at like 4 in the morning. My driver will be there at 5:30. And so at 5 o'clock, I go to zip up my luggage and the zipper is broke. What in the world? I'm like, God, this cannot be happening to me. This cannot be happening. It's 5 in the morning. I already know nothing's not open, but something tells me, get it together, go downstairs, see if anything's open. So I go downstairs and I'm asking the people at the front desk, is there anything open? You know, my zipper to my luggage is not working. And so the gentleman, he's like, okay, what's wrong with it? And I'm like, well, it's not zipping. And he's like, bring it downstairs. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking in my head, like, okay, so like, what is he gonna do? I mean, my zipper's broke. And I'm thinking upstairs when I saw that the zipper was broke, I'm going to have to leave my clothes in London. Then I'm going to have to come back and things like that. So I'll go upstairs. So mind you, now it's four wheels gone on the bag. The zipper is not working. So I didn't remove the clothes because I wanted to make sure that, you know, if it was fixed, my clothes would be able to fit and still stay into the luggage. So imagine me, no wheels, and now the zipper's broke. So I am pushing the luggage together on both sides, and it's on my side, and I am like pretty much carrying this luggage to the elevator. So mind you, I was at least maybe 50 feet from the elevator, probably, or a little bit more, or maybe a little bit less. But it was a journey. And so I get to the elevator. I'm like, God, I pray that this is fixed. I'm saying it in my mind. So I get down there. The guy has tools already. And so he lays my suitcase out. The only thing that he removes is I have a coat that's in the suitcase. And so he just removes the coat. He puts the zipper on. He takes the tool. I think it was pliers. And then he smashes the zipper into He smashes it down because I guess it was open. Smashes it down. He closes my suitcase with a zipper. And he says, this should carry you until you make it to your destination. When I tell you all, my trust in God went so high up. My faith went up. Like everything went up. I don't share about what warfare I go through, and I go through a lot because God gets me through it. But I feel like in this season of my life, God wants me to share my warfare. And it's not to condemn people. It's not to make people feel bad about decisions that they have made, because they have to talk with God. I don't listen. People have to understand that it's repentance is unto God. It's not unto people. And so when you do things wrong, you have to repent to God, not people. Yes, people can come to you. They can apologize and things like that. But if they don't, oh, well, you have to begin to trust God in everything that you do. So just with going through that experience in London, it was just like, wow, I do not like warfare. And so, again, like I said, I don't like it for me. I don't like it for you. I don't like it for no individual on this earth. But I know that sometimes God will allow warfare. And again, like I said before, it comes to make us stronger. It comes to build us into the man and woman, as repeated before, God has called us to be, because that is so important. And so you don't want to dwell on the warfare that you've been through, because it leaves you stagnant, or a lot of things that God has for you, it would be held up. You won't receive the full completion of what he has for you because you're still stuck in that relationship or in that situation or whatever it may be. So yeah, I just had to share that because my trust, I'm like, the lady was like, do you believe in God? I'm like what? But my luggage is, it's missing. They can't find it. So yeah, my faith was tested. But like I said, overall, the trip was amazing. I will do another episode. So this season for 9, it just may be like 2 episodes. So this one, and then I'll do another one to where I'll probably give you a little bit of what I was able to experience while in London. I know I will be going back, and then I will be coming more with more content because I want to dive into my women's group even more. And then I want to start going live probably with my podcast. I mean, God gave me the vision for it, so I know it's going to come to pass, but don't know the timing. I'm just trusting him. And so also I do want to say that with going through those experiences, God has really shaped me to where I don't care about, well, I care about what people, I don't know how to put it, but people's opinions and things like that, it doesn't affect how I move or how I maneuver through life. Of course, I love to hear feedback. I love to hear what people have to say and things of that sort, because I know everybody can hear from God. And God may give something to someone, but he may not give it to me, and he may give it to them for them to give it to me to see if I'll be obedient to listening to what they're saying. But yeah, so I'll leave that there. So that was my experience, the warfare that I experienced. So I'm going to leave it there because I can go on and on. But thank you all for listening in, and I will talk to you all next time. Okay, bye.